You're listening to Capstone News Now here on WVUA FM. You can follow us on Twitter at Capstone News Now. Use the hashtag Capstone News Now if you want to join the conversation. We're joined here live with Macy Arms and Aaron Carter, two dancers from the Alabama Dance Repertory Theater, better known as ARDT, as opening tonight at 7:30 p.m. It's one of the most popular shows here at the university. And you guys are going to be incorporating sculptures from a grad student here at UA with original music from another grad student. So it is a UA affair tonight.
Yes, it definitely is.
Well, Macy, let me ask you first how you got involved with dance here at the university.
Well, I danced all through high school ever since I was three, and no one wanted to pursue it professionally. So came to the University of Alabama and auditioned for the program, and so I've been here ever since.
Well, very good. What about you, Aaron? How'd you get involved?
Well, I had a lot of experience dancing growing up. Danced since I was four. My mom owns a dance studio in Georgia, where I am from. And one of the teachers there was a alumnus of the University of Alabama, and she told me to audition for the dance program, and I got in and decided to come here.
So you guys have been involved with ARDT. That's kind of one of the big deals. Mm-hmm. Then there's obviously the fall performance as well, mm-hmm. Which you're involved with too. How hard is it to get out there and to be actually displayed in front of the audience? Because I know it's a tough competition to actually, you know, go through the auditions and have to do all this. So how hard is it to get into ARDT?
Well, it's an audition process at the beginning of the year, and it actually starts in the fall. So it's considered a pre-professional company. So the faculty auditioned the students, and it was a selection process. So it was based on what the faculty was looking for and what pieces they were doing. So it's a hard process, but it's also a great experience to be involved in.
And tonight, obviously, starts 7:30 p.m. It'll be in Morgan Hall, yes. In the big theater in Morgan. If students can go for free, if there's still tickets available. I know that tickets are tough to come by. It'll be running throughout this week, though, right?
Yes, it is. Tuesday through Thursday at 7:30, Friday at 5:30, and Saturday at 2.
Well, very good. So I don't want you to give anything away, and obviously it's tough to do that when you're talking about dance on the radio, but we'll go with you, Aaron. What are you doing tonight? What are you working on? Kind of give us a little bit of insight as to what you're going to be doing.
Well, I'm in the lead cast for Raymonda, which is the ballet that we're putting on. We're not putting on the entire ballet. It's about 20 minutes of pieces for it. It's classical ballet, so it's going to be a little bit more technical. We also have some contemporary ballet in the second half, as well as modern and some jazz at the end. I'm in another contemporary piece for Cornelius Carter, who's the director of the dance program. And that is titled The Thrill Is Gone, and it's about kind of like the tension of love.
Have you ever done ballet before? Is that something you've done?
Yes. I've been in almost every ARDT since I have been here. I'm a sophomore now. But I've been involved in ballet all throughout my life, really.
Interesting. Now, what is it like, and I'll ask you the same question here in a second, Macy, but what is it like doing these things a lot of people don't think about it anymore? Ballet is not always, we don't see it on television that much, if there's not a ballet show, I guess. But, you know, getting involved in that, what's it like to kind of be a part of almost a throwback or something that's not always seen as much anymore as it used to be?
It allows for a lot of artistic expression outside of the normal realm, with the idea of blending such a classical technique with the modern art of society. So it's a very interesting process to be involved in it, and it's very technically difficult. You have to be strong and flexible and kind of precise with your movements and choreograph even breathing into dances. You have to make sure you're breathing.
What about you, Macy? What are you going to be doing tonight?
I'm actually performing in this piece you spoke of earlier. It's Sarah Berry's piece. It's a modern piece, and it has a collaboration with a grad student who created these sculptures out of fiberglass. And they're created in a very organic way, and they're set up as the setting for the end all over the stage. So it's a really cool environment, almost. Uh-huh. And then we also have Scott O'Toole, who's a grad student in the music department, and he composed all the music. So he's playing the xylophone live in the back, and you've got the sculptures, and then we're dancing throughout the sculptures and kind of around him. So it's a really cool experience. It's kind of blending all three of the different departments, the
right.
Music, art, and dance department.
So when do you guys find out that you're going to be doing a specific performance? How much preparation time do you get?
We started rehearsing for this ARDT right after we finished last semester's ARDT. So we've probably October, November, we were already rehearsing. So it's been a long time coming, but it always turns out to be a really good show.
So you could do what you're going to do tonight. You could probably do it in your sleep, right?
Oh,
now.
Absolutely.
Yes. Does it ever get annoying to just do the same repetitive thing all the time? Does it ever change, too?
For the faculty that might be listening, it doesn't ever get annoying. but for the students, it does get extremely repetitive. And just like anything else that you're doing, you're going to find points where you're just kind of in a valley of inspiration, and you're not going to be able to find anything that really, like, gets your heart moving in the piece. But in those times, you really have to just, like, just keep driving through to get to the next point of inspiration.
But what is that like, though? Because obviously there are some days where you're probably like, the last thing I want to do is dance with this fiberglass sculpture again. You know, I mean, what is it like? What is it like to have to power through that?
Well, it's one of those things where you just try to find something new within it, whether you try to take things from a different perspective. And, like, I'm sure, for instance, in the ballet, you can play different characters and try to just make it more, not entertaining for yourself, but make it more realistic for you. So
we're speaking to Macy Arms and Aaron Carter, both dancers with ARDT, the Alabama Dance Repertory Theater. Their first performance is tonight at 7:30 p.m. in Morgan Hall. It runs throughout the week as well. You're listening to Capstone News Now on WVUA FM. You can follow us on Twitter at Capstone News Now. Also, visit us on the web. If you miss a program, go to wvuafm.ua.edu. Click on the listen or click on the news tab, and you can visit our online archive there. You know, Aaron, you mentioned earlier about the physical nature of what you guys do. I mean, what is the regimen in terms of preparing for these deals? I'm sure you obviously have to be very physically active, have to be at least I've seen a few ARDTs, and I'm always struck by the physicality and the athletic ability of the dancers.
I would say that it's much like any other sport or anything like that, in that you have to continually apply yourself to the practice and the conditioning aspect of it. You have to be in class every day, you have to be working out at the gym or stretching, doing some cardiovascular stuff to get your stamina up for the show. But it's I would say it's pretty comparable to most other sports that are out there.
And Macy, what's it like when you mention to other students that you're a dancer for this department? I mean, what is their initial takeaway? Do they get what you do? Do they have an idea of what you do?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who you talk to. Sometimes people are either really amazed by that, or they're like, oh, well, what are you going to do with that, you know? And so it's interesting to talk to people about it. But a lot of times people are really appreciative because it's like a job almost, because we have rehearsals every single day. We have to go to class just like every other student. So it's a lot, but it's really rewarding. And it's also a lot of fun because we get to do, I know I can speak for myself, dance is something I've always been passionate about. So I'm being able to do something I love to do, and I'm sure Aaron can say the same.
Well, what's your answer to that question, though? What do you want to do in terms of in the future? And maybe it has nothing to do with dance, but what are you looking to do?
Well, I'm actually graduating in May. I'm a senior, so I am moving to New York and hoping to pursue a career in either Broadway or auditioning for the Radio City Rockettes or just trying to pursue a professional career in dance somehow.
So. Well, very interesting. What about you, Aaron?
As for my future, it's a very interesting topic that is sort of an enigma.
That's what we're all about here on Capstone News Now.
It's a bit of a blank slate, but I know that I want to use my art to help people. There'd be a really cool idea that's been dancing around in my head that would use a pun on the word tap. Tap is my favorite form of dance. And like do something about like tap into hope or tap into something, where I would get tap shoes sent to like different countries that I would be helping underprivileged children in, and teach them tap.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting and exciting. And you're only a sophomore, as you said, so you got a couple more years at the university to fine tune that proposal. And I'm sure we'll speak to both of you in the future as well. Macy Arms and Aaron Carter, both from the Alabama Dance Repertory Theater. The first performance is tonight at 7:30 p.m. in Morgan Hall. It runs throughout the week. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Capstone News Now on WVUA Radio News.